It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Ah, hello there. I just thought I'd let the music play a bit longer because normally when Adrian is in this seat, which is the main operating seat of the podcast, he normally comes in straight away and he starts singing the music and stuff like that. And I just thought I'd let you listen to our music because you won't hear this music anywhere else. This is our theme tune. This is the theme tune for Opinions Matter. And it's a beautiful piece of music. Listen. And when you hear that music, you instantly know that you are listening to Opinions Matter. So it's myself, Jeremy Dixon, and Katie, who is in the co-presenter seat.
I'm in the hot seat.
Are we back to Mac?
Back to Mac.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you just never know.
It's Mac.
I don't know. Who am I?
It's Mac.
Okay, Katie Mac in the co-presenter's seat. And you're very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter. Now, we regularly on this podcast, guys, ask you to contact us with topics that you think we should cover. And if you do, send us a WhatsApp. And the number, by the way, is...
085-825-2626. I'm sorry that took me a minute. I'm actually listening to stuff and looking at stuff that's coming in.
Are you buying wax?
I'm just looking at texts coming in.
Anyway, that is the WhatsApp.
I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Okay, 085-825-2626. If you do contact us with something we want to talk about or you want to talk about and we actually deal with that topic, you will get yourself... That noise, for those of you listening to the podcast, is an Opinions Matter mug. Or do you know the big thing that influencers do now when they tap their fingers?
Oh, yeah.
So annoying, isn't it? Like, stop tapping your finger on the thing. Yeah, nails. That's what they do. So I just got in this lovely mug that it's the nicest mug I've ever had.
Yeah.
Stop tapping the mug.
Yeah.
Anyway, so today's recipient of the Opinions Matter exclusive travel mug is Siobhan. And Siobhan got in contact with us with this topic that we thought we would run by you guys and see how you feel about it. It's divided opinion already.
It has, yeah.
Let me read it out to you. And here's what Siobhan says. Can you talk about this? And I don't care if listeners call me a Karen. Well, they've actually called you worse, Siobhan. We'll get to that in a moment. My next door neighbour's weed habit is affecting my life for the last few months. They smoke it non-stop out their front garden and their back garden. They won't do it in their own house, but they'll do it outside. The smell of it comes right into my house to the point that my kids smell it and we sometimes have to leave the house. I've dropped hints to them, but they don't pick up on it. They're a mother and father. So this is the neighbours. They're a mother and father and they're 19-year-old, all weed smokers. Should I call the guards or will this cause shit for me that I don't need? Would you report it? It's gone too far now as I'm not... a smoker of drugs, it really puts me off and my children should not have to inhale this stuff. Now, I was trying to work out whether or not if you did live next door to somebody who smokes cannabis or smokes weed, sorry, would you end up getting secondhand? In other words, could you, no, I've never touched a drug, I'll be honest with you, Casey has. Could you get stolen from secondhand smoke?
I think you'd have to be sitting very, 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 very close to someone to get stoned from secondhand smoke. Look, I would be very much of the opinion, my philosophy in life is mind your own business generally, but I wouldn't be bothered by it. I would ignore it. I wouldn't pay any attention to it myself. I think when there's kids out playing in the garden and stuff and there's kids breathing in the smell, I wouldn't be happy with that.
I would not be happy, regardless of
whether they'd be enough to get them stoned or not. It doesn't matter. I don't want my kids breathing in someone else's, the smell from taking drugs. Cannabis is still a drug. And I wouldn't be happy with my kids breathing in smoke from a cigarette.
So we reported our neighbours over this.
Oh, you did?
I didn't tell you this before we came on.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to have the argument with you. Yes, we did. So,
no way.
Our neighbours that live, it just shows you how far the smell of weed travels. Yeah. Because they're not our next door neighbours, but they're about four.
Oh, it does travel, yeah.
Yeah. So they're about four houses away and they have a balcony up high, a high balcony. And it was a man, I think he lives on his own, and he was constantly going out and smoking it on his balcony. And last summer, because obviously you have the windows open in the summer of the house. Last summer, we were sitting down watching TV and Sue turns around to me and says,
What's that smell?
Can you smell? Mm. Can you smell weed?
Mm-hmm.
And I could. And we thought nothing of it. Because I think it depends on how the wind blows that day. Anyway, this went on for the whole summer. And we couldn't find out where it was coming from. And finally, I went out and I saw who it was. Found out what his address was and reported him to the management company. And it never happened again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I wonder what the management company obviously just got in touch and said, look, there's been a complaint from one of your neighbours.
Yeah.
I'd imagine. But like...
Jeez, I hope the neighbours are listening. But no, like I said,
if it was just me and I was out in my back garden on a sunny day sitting there reading a book or whatever and the smell came in, I actually don't mind the smell of it. I actually think the smell of it's quite...
horrible.
I actually don't mind the smell of it. I think the smell of it's actually okay. But I would not want my kids breathing it in. I wouldn't want my kids smelling it. Like, if you want to smoke weed, absolutely do it. No problem. That's not my business. I don't care. But don't have other people's children breathing it in, because whether they're getting high or not, that's not the point. It's still, they're still breathing in the scent of drugs, and that's just the way it is. Like, I would bring my, if my neighbours, now they wouldn't, my neighbours are all, I'm very lucky, I have lovely neighbours, but if my kids were in the garden and it did happen that the smell started, well, I'd take them inside. I wouldn't let them play
and
outside.
And anybody playing this down, I dare you to come on, because you'll meet my wrath. I have a lot of wrath over this.
Just no with kids.
No, but even if you, and I know, I don't want to make this about me. I just told the story because it is something that I've had to put up with, but we nipped it in the bud. Now, unfortunately, because we did, I messaged Siobhan.
Like, if that was coming into your house when you're sitting there watching a movie with your wife,
that was coming into your kids' bedroom
when they were asleep in the beds. That is problematic.
Well, the only good thing about it is they probably sleep for about 10 hours.
Jesus.
No, that's a joke.
No, but if you could smell it, chances are your kids could probably smell it too.
I suggested this to Siobhan when she contacted us on Facebook, and I said, ring the management company. But unfortunately, she doesn't live in an estate that has a management company. That's the great thing about management companies. They will do this shit for you. But what should she do? Would you call the guards?
The only thing I'd say to you is, would you not have tried to talk to them first? Rather than go straight to the management company, say to them, because that's what I would do. My first port of call would be, look, I've two kids here in the house. I can't have the smell of weed wafting through. I just can't. It's not fair. If you're going to do it, could you just do it in a way that's not infringing on...
That's why I pay management fees for them to deal with that. But I do think...
I just think it's better to be upfront rather than them thinking somebody didn't have the balls to say it to them.
No, smoke it in your own house if you want to smoke it.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me go to Mary. How are you, Mary? You're on Opinions Matter.
Yeah, look, I'm a smoker as in tobacco myself. I don't smoke in my house. I don't smoke in my car. But I can, even but if I'm not smoking, I can smell cigarette smoke from across the road, and I think it's absolutely vile. I do agree with what the girl listener or the girl was saying. If I didn't have kids, it probably wouldn't bother me as much. But I have three children and it's no. I don't have the issue, thank God, where I live, but I do know somebody around the corner from me that lives with someone. There's four people in the house. They smoke it 24/7 and they can't go out the back. They can't go out the front. She said it comes in through the vents. It comes in through the fireplace. No. Would I probably approach them and ask them to stop? Of course. But do I think that would make a difference? No, I think you'd be told.
No,
my
that's
not fair that it's going into someone else's home.
And like, you know
your
what,
home is your sanctuary. You're entitled to not be.
You know where mine came into? This
smell.
Is really weird. So my neighbour was doing it all last summer. One of the days I was having a shower in the bathroom.
That's why you were going to say something else there.
No, and it literally came into the bathroom. It obviously came through the extraction.
The vents.
And I'm like having a shower and it's like... I'm in a smoke.
The only thing I don't agree with, John, is going to the management company rather than going directly to your neighbour. I don't agree with that. I think you should have just dealt with it directly.
That doesn't work either. I don't think even if you ring the guards, they'll do anything because you're not selling it. I think it's for your own use. I actually don't think they do anything about it. So, to be honest, I think it's like there's not really much you can do. You know, I'd probably want to sell my house, and that's the truth.
Ah, stop. You wouldn't sell your house over something like that.
It's vile. Like I said, I smoke and I don't even like to smell a cigarette. I brush my teeth after I smoke a cigarette. They're vile.
And
but again, weed is so much stronger.
Yeah.
No.
And the gas thing about this is we have never done this topic before. Okay, we've never actually discussed this topic before.
I don't remember ever talking about this.
In all the years doing radio, podcasts, the whole lot, we've never talked about this. Yes, when you think of the amount of people that smoke weed, I'd say every third house probably in Ireland, weed is being smoked.
I'd say by people you wouldn't even think are smoking it. Like,
it's not a big deal,
but I'd say by people like even older people that you probably wouldn't even think are, I'd say it's so common.
Yeah. But So this is affecting so many people listening to this podcast now. Isn't it bizarre that people are just putting up with it? Or are they putting up with it? So Mary, what would you do?
Well, what do you do?
Well, what would you do? What should Siobhan do?
I don't know. If it was me, I probably would approach them, but I would be well prepared to be told, feck off.
Okay.
Would I ring the guards? Yeah, I probably would to see what they do at the bout, but again, I don't think they would. I don't know. If they wanted to piss me off enough, I don't know, maybe a dead cat in their letterbox or something. I don't know.
Wow, that escalates.
I wouldn't get a cat.
But listen to this. This annoys me now from Jessica.
I just was literally about to address that as well.
She always triggers me. unless, listen to this, Mary, unless they're blowing it through your letterbox, mind your own business.
But it is coming true. It's coming through banks. It's going to come through the house. So you may as well be putting it in the letterbox. It's coming into the house anyway. So what do you say to that?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, how can you mind your own business when you can't escape the smell when it's in your home?
Exactly. So,
and whatever about for adults, I think for children shouldn't have to breathe that in. They just shouldn't. And that is definitely where I would be like, here, no, I'm sorry. I don't, like I said, if it was myself on my own in the house, I wouldn't give a shite, whatever. That might be my own business.
And I'm the same. I don't think it would bother me as much either. But when I have my children, and again, like, people even with teenagers, you don't want them thinking, what's that smell? Or, you know, because there's not peer pressure out there enough anyway for kids to be like, what does weed smell like or whatever. But you don't want them getting used to that smell either. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Okay, stay there for a second, Mary. I, you know me, I hate rising to bait. But I'm rising to Jessica.
I'm sorry you hate rising to bait.
I don't like rising to bait, but now Jessica going on with her
boo. Oh, right, okay.
She's tissue for the issue shit. No offence, Jess, but you don't have kids.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is...
If you had kids and they were breathing in the stuff...
We're going to call Jess and get Jess on in a couple of minutes.
My blood pressure can't take it. My blood pressure has only come down in the last few hours. Stay there for a second, Mary. Let me go to Jojo. How are you, Joe?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. What do you make of this?
I think these are all being a bit dramatic, to be honest. Now, I agree with the kids. If there's kids around, obviously don't be smoking a joint. But what I do in my own home is my own business, and everyone else just stay out of it.
Yeah, but it's not your business, Joe, if it's going into order, if it's infringing on other people's peace, scent peace, and they're having to smell it, if you get me, if it's infringing on other people's
peace. Well, see,
space.
Like, I'm not a big smoker. I smoke every day, but I'm not fucking like some people that where they just keep smoking. Mm. And I'm trying my best to be respectful with the neighbours and stuff, but at the end of the day, like, if you smoke it, you smoke it, and people, you're just going to have to get over it. Like,
but where do you smoke
it? The smell's going to be there.
Do you smoke it?
Where in the house do you smoke it?
I have like kind of like a balcony attached to my bedroom, so I just go out there.
Are you in an apartment block?
No, it's a house, so it's kind of like I can walk outside and it's behind all like the back of the houses.
And when you were smoking it, could the neighbours pick it up?
Yeah, like they have windows open and stuff, but
that's not okay though. That's like, could you not go for like a walk or something or somewhere like? That doesn't have...
Why should I be affected by your drug habits?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's not really a drug though.
No,
is it
is. Well, it is a drug habit. It's a
drug. Yeah, technically, but it's not really. Well, no, I don't really see it as a drug.
No, but you have a drug habit.
No, not really.
Well, no, it's a habit. You have to smoke it every day and it's a drug.
No, I didn't say I have to smoke it. I take breaks off numerous times, but like it's just something I want to do, but I wouldn't say I was addicted to it.
Okay, so why should...
It's not a habit.
Why should the neighbours... Well, let me ask Mary. Mary, what do you make of that? It's her house. She can do what she wants.
No, I think not, and it is a drug, because if you were driving and the guards tested you, you'd be off the road. So it is a drug. It is a drug.
Well, thankfully I don't drive, but still, like, I'm in my own home, so why should I have to cater for everyone else when I'm in my own home?
No, well, look, all I say is you smoke the odd one that's not constant, maybe probably not as bad, the smoking wouldn't be as bad. But like that, with the person I know, there's 4 or 5 in the house smoking it 24/7, there's non-stop. So maybe your case is a little bit different. I'd rather live beside you than what the other person is living beside. That is coming in to you got back guard and fence, everything. So maybe we'll go easy on you.
Yeah, well, it's fucking generally reporting people after just one sniffing it once. And he's reporting people straight away.
No, I didn't say I reported them straight away. I said it was going on for a couple of weeks during last summer because all of our windows were open. Our houses get very hot.
Can I ask you, Joe, if one of your neighbours came to you and said, look, I know you're smoking weed in the house, that's fine, none of my business, but the smell is becoming a bit much, it's kind of affecting me now, what would you say? Like, what would you...
I'm not a little scruff or scumbag. I'd say, no bother, and I'd take it elsewhere. That's probably why I smoke at home, because no one has said anything to me, but no, I wouldn't be a fucking a little scruff and say, no, fuck off. Like, but I still think people should just kind of stay out of people's businesses.
So do you think it's acceptable for my kids
I said at the start that if it's to do with kids, I disagree. Like, I agree that it shouldn't be around kids.
All the houses in the vicinity of where your balcony is, none of them have kids in the house.
There might be one, but that's about 50. Yeah, but so you're talking about 15 houses up. I live in a posh, fucking, very, very quiet area, like, you know?
It doesn't matter. So there could be kids that are inhaling your cannabis smoke.
No, sure, I told you, I'm upstairs and it goes into the sky. That's not going near any children.
I'm telling you, Jojo, it doesn't, because my neighbour, who was very high up in the balcony, whatever way the wind was blowing, it was literally coming through the vent in my shower, in my bathroom.
Yeah, but Jeremy, someone inhaling smoke from 40, 50 feet isn't going to get affected by it. They're not going to get high. Like.
Forget about the inhaling the smoke, just even the smell of it. Do you have kids, Joe?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, well, if you had kids, two or three innocent kids playing out in the garden, let's say, right? And you're next door, or there's a neighbour next door, and the smell is wafting in, your kids are saying, "Mommy, what's that smell?"
No, the smell wouldn't bother me. If they're up close with the smoke, yeah, obviously it's going to bother me. But like, if it's up in the air, you can't control everything that happens. So
but
it's in the air, it's grand.
Weed has a very, very potent smell.
It does. You can see it go up.
But the smell of it is very, very strong, Jojo.
I told you, smell. Everything smells.
Okay, stay there for a second, because the next caller wants to have a few words with you. Ross says, here's an idea, legalise it and tax it and reduce the taxes. What has that got to do with the smell of it going into a neighbour, Ross, in fairness to you?
Yeah, the smell is going to get worse.
Why do people say legalise?
That's another debate.
Yeah, that's another debate. We're actually talking about whether it's legal or not is irrelevant here, Ross. This is about people like Jojo, my neighbour who was doing it as well, and Siobhan's neighbour who don't give a shit. Angela, you want to rip into Jojo. What did she say most that annoyed you?
I think it's hilarious. No, I'm not a drug addict. Yeah, all I do is smoke drugs every day.
I don't think she does it every day. She says
I didn't say every day.
I said I smoke, but
I'm not fucking a dick. You're going on as if I'm a fucking crackhead. It's two joints at night. No, I don't.
Every second day.
No, I take breaks.
Oh, you take breaks. Oh, okay. Yes. So, right. Anyway, getting past that, you're not giving shit about the people around you. There was a girl living in our house who smoked weed, and I swear to God, it was the most disgusting thing. And I learned a lot about it. It wasn't just me. It was my neighbours, everyone. But what I never realised is, so where do you keep your weed? Do you keep it in your room?
I do, yeah. Of course.
Oh, my God. The smell off of the weed is actually worse than the smell when you're smoking it.
I didn't realise that. Does it smell before you even smoke it?
No, I mean, you'd need to be really up close.
It's not
with
strong.
And like with hash, you'd need to be burning the hash to smell it.
I
could walk in. Hold on, I could walk into the house 3 hours after she has rolled a joint, and I'd know straight away because the house would stink.
No, it doesn't.
Without the joint being lit, Angela.
No, she hadn't even smoked it. She'd have brought it to work.
No. Like, I'm sorry. That's a bit of an overreaction. I agree.
Katie, she got kicked out of the house because of it.
Yeah, because she could smell it when you smoked it.
And it wasn't me. It was the landlord because of the stink in the house. And she never smoked it in the house. I knew straight away when I go in, she was told not to keep it in the house, not to smoke it around the house. But I knew it was in the house.
We're getting slightly off the point here now. What do you... You've heard Jojo say she smokes it on her balcony, and she says that it's going up in the air and it's not affecting the neighbours.
Well, if so many people are ringing in saying that they can smell it around the place when their neighbours are smoking it, you're just an exception to the rule, are you?
No, I'm just saying no one complains. So obviously it's not an issue.
Yes.
And it's only for a couple of minutes. I'm saying I'm not out there. Like, I'm working full time. So it's not like I'm standing from the fucking sun. As soon as the sun comes up, I'm out there smoking all day, every day. Do you know what I mean? I have two joints at night time before I go to bed, and that's it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not like I'm fucking, I'm wrecking their heads with the smell of smoke all the time. So I just think people are being a bit traumatic because it's just a joint, one or two joints. It is traumatic. You're going on as if I'm smoking all day, every day, in their faces.
I know. Hold on a second.
It's just one joint.
I never said that. I never said that. You said that you had one every day, and now you're just after saying you have two before you go to bed.
You're, no, you're trying to twist things here.
No, okay, so now you have two every day before you go to bed.
I have what I have. It doesn't matter whether I have 20 or if I have one. It doesn't, I have what I have.
It does.
I'm just saying, I'm not
affecting people around you.
Hardly, like, you're, that's what I mean. You're being dramatic.
No, but hang on, Jojo, you just heard
me. Well, hold on a second. Jeremy could smell it four doors down.
And then this was literally four doors down, up in the balcony. He was sitting out on his balcony, four doors down, up on the high balcony, up on the second level, and it was literally going into
Jeremy,
where...
I know exactly where you live. But I know exactly where you're. And I know the apartments you're talking about, but they're nowhere near gaffs, so I don't understand how you could smell it if they're nowhere near the gaffs.
Well, I'm
it's a big field now.
He's a liar.
Well, I'm telling you we could
now
smell
he's
it.
A liar.
Jeremy, I wasn't
Jeremy,
talking
you live
to you.
In a very
relax there.
Busy area. Jeremy has loads of spots around him.
Well, loads of neighbours, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's loads of neighbours.
Of course,
yeah.
You'd get the smell of it. I don't understand. She's saying you don't live near houses.
No, the apartments he's talking about, they're nowhere near the houses that he lives in.
Sorry, this was. Okay,
I'm so confused.
He's
saying it's four down, houses down, but then he's saying it's an apartment, and I know exactly where Jeremy lives, and there's no apartment, or the apartments are miles away from the houses.
Well, no, the houses and the apartments, okay, I'm not going to argue, the houses and the apartments are all together, but all I know is that it stopped as soon as I complained to the management company about it.
Yeah, well, you're just a rat, to be honest.
Oh!
No, if I was
a rat?
How is it a rat to pretend?
Now, a lot of people would say that you were probably wrong to not say it directly to your neighbour, but I can see why you did highlight it, because you shouldn't. You've kids in your house. They shouldn't have to breathe in the smell of cannabis.
Well, no. Do you know why Jeremy didn't? Is because it was probably someone like her who turned around and goes, sure, it's going up in the air. Sure, how can you smell it? Sure, it's going up into the atmosphere. Sure, how can you smell it?
It is going up into the air, though.
In fairness, Jojo, when you're
into the air.
Maybe it's because you do smoke weed, but... As a non-smoker, I can tell you now, I can sense it from ages away. Literally, if someone drives by in a car and they've been smoking in the car, I can pick it up. It's a very...
I think you become immune to it the more you smoke it. You don't smell it. It's like, when you go to somebody's house and it smells, but they don't know their house
smells. It'd be so weird if this was the... It wasn't you I reported, was it, Jojo?
No, thankfully not.
I was just thinking that if she knew the house and everything.
That would have been the most awkward... would have got the windows egged later on tonight. No, I'm joking aside. If you live beside me, I'd report you too.
Yeah, and that's just being a rat.
Well, there you go, Angela. It's a rat.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be a rat than a stinking, smelly weed smoker.
So would you report it as well, Angela?
Absolutely.
Even though I did,
to the landlord.
Even though it's someone's private house.
Don't care.
No, but in fairness to Jojo, she's doing it on, and I'm not defending her, I'm just saying what she says is she's doing it on her own balcony in her own house. Are you not allowed to do whatever you want on your own property?
Yeah, you are, but when you're infringing on everyone else, no, you're not.
So would you report
what happened to you?
Would you report a neighbour?
Yeah, absolutely.
To the guards or to the management company? To the guards or management company?
The management company. Well, I'd say it to them first, because I said it umpteen times to the girl and she wasn't listening. And then the landlord said it to her, not to have it in the house, not to smoke around the house. And she didn't stop that. So good luck.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me have a listen to what Darren has to say. This should be interesting.
Angela smokes cigarettes every day. She does drugs every day. I know I've been breathing in her secondhand smoke from cigarettes.
Okay, let's put that to Angela. You are a cigarette smoker. What's the difference?
Yeah, it doesn't stink out anywhere.
No, but you can smell cigarette smoke.
You can, yeah. But if I'm out the back smoking a cigarette, nobody knows it.
No,
wait, Jeremy. Chance are your neighbour is probably going to hear this podcast, probably going to know, well, I live near him, probably going to realise, oh, wait, I had management company pull me up and now you've probably outed yourself. So you would have been better off just saying it directly to your neighbour,
hey,
because this is probably going to cause shit.
No, the issue is just, this was last summer. Last summer, lads. The issue's over. Well, I assume it's over. He doesn't do it on the balcony anymore, so fair enough. No, you were... You are right, Angela. The smell of cigarettes do not travel as far as the smell of weed. Let me go to Amy. How are you, Amy?
Hi, Adria. I'm actually can't remember your name. I'm only a week. I can say I smoked weed before, so I know, like, I'm only off of there about a month. And I lived in an apartment, so I can tell you out straight. I was on the top floor and my neighbours complained to me and I had no problem taking it elsewhere. It's all about common courtesy, especially if you have kids in their neighbourhood. You have to respect other people. It does go, like, I can tell you out straight, it does go through the house, whether you're smoking it in the house or not. You can't smell it around the house.
So this was an apartment. 100%. This was an apartment block you were living in, was it?
Yes, it was an apartment block, yeah.
And you were smoking on the balcony or in the apartment?
On the balcony. I wouldn't smoke inside the house.
Okay. And it was going down into the other neighbours' houses or their apartments?
Yeah, through the vents. I just said yourself, through the vents. And if they had the windows open or anything, you could still smell it.
And I'll tell you a story now. This is no word of a lie, right? Last year I was at a communion and one of the people going to the communion has a young child, maybe about 2 or 3. And this person, all the kids were in the garden playing, there was a bounce castle. This person was sitting, now it was a family member of the person whose communion it was, so it was very much a family event, I just kind of know the family. And this person was smoking weed out in the back garden when the kid was bouncing on the bouncy castle. Now that's the truth of God. And I just thought to myself, Jesus Christ, could you not wait a few hours till you're not at a child's party, a child's event?
Yeah.
And then she came in, back inside after having a smoke, and you could smell it off her.
Yeah, of course.
I just thought it was so inappropriate.
And now that you're, it's interesting you say you're off it. Like, it was, were you addicted to it, Amy?
Me?
Yeah,
you're talking about Amy.
Yeah, were you addicted to it?
I was a bit, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie and say that I wasn't. I was, but like, it's, people say that it's a hard drug to get off. It's only hard if you make it hard for yourself. It's not at all hard to get off if you actually have the willpower to do it.
And were you smoking it every single day?
I was smoking every day. Yeah.
And how long did it take before the neighbours actually complained about the smell?
I wouldn't go out and smoke when the neighbours are outside and out during the day. I'd smoke at late at night or, like, say 6 o'clock in the morning when nobody's out.
So
and
how,
if I was to smoke during the day, I'd go off into a different area to smoke it.
So if you were smoking it on the balcony, how long did it take before the neighbours complained?
I'd say it took about 2 weeks.
Really? So they were trying to track down where it was coming from?
Yeah.
So in Siobhan's case, where the next door neighbour, the three of them are out the back garden, how would you suggest she deals with it?
I'd suggest going on a walk, to be honest. If you live in a neighbourhood that's full of spaces, you have a park, go around the park at a time where there's no kids out in the park, or find an area that there wouldn't be any kids and there wouldn't be any people that you could come across that don't.
Oh, so you're talking about you're talking about the smokers should actually leave their house, don't do it in their garden, do it out in the open.
Well, if it's going to affect your neighbours, like, you have to remember as well, like, other people don't smoke it. Just because you smoke it doesn't mean that everyone else should have to deal with it. That's your choice to smoke. And
at least you're considerate, Amy. At least she's considerate.
I mean, the difference between
her and Joe, where Joe was like, well, my problem, I don't care, basically. You know, I at least Amy's kind of saying what I was saying, like, if you want to go and smoke it, but just don't do it where it's going to infringe upon someone else.
Yeah, and like where you were saying about some smoking at the communion, that's absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was just like, her own kid there as well. And I just thought, could you not wait till later on or get the kid minded or something? It's just, and then it's just done. And nobody was batting an eyelid. Nobody saw a problem at all. And I'm just sitting there like, we're all just going to ignore somebody's come in stinking weed. Is actually sitting out there with all the kids on the bouncy castle smoking a joint and nobody even looked sideways. I really was
yeah, we need to start
shocked. I was shocked.
Stop normalising that crap.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
It's amazing. There's obviously two types of weed smokers. There's obviously the weed smoker who is considerate. Like that girl that we just spoke to before the break, Amy, and then there's the weed smoker, and I'm sorry, Jojo, if you're still listening to this, there's the weed smoker that is inconsiderate and literally thinks that because they're on their property that it's okay to smoke. And then somebody messaged in and says, oh, and I can't believe, I thought I was the king of bad comparisons. What about neighbours cooking barbecue during the summer? Would you complain about that smell? I don't think anybody is turned off by the smell of a barbecue, are they?
But you ever have neighbours like, especially neighbours who might not cook traditionally Irish meals. Neighbours not traditionally from Ireland who would cook meals that, non-Irish neighbours, foreign neighbours who move in and they cook meals that would be quite pungent. Like, I mean, you could argue the same thing, but well, they're no, doing it to eat.
Yeah, we have.
It's not a hobby. They're eating.
Like, we've Indian neighbors, and
the food smells unreal.
I love having Indian neighbors. The smell. When
do you like it? No, I wouldn't like it now. I have to say.
Yeah, but you come down our road sometimes, and you can smell korma, or you can smell ghee as well sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
You can smell ghee walking down your road.
Yeah, they do. They use.
I didn't know you'd ever smell ghee before.
What?
I didn't realize you'd ever smell ghee before. I didn't think you had.
No, sure, obviously I live.
Then you like the smell of ghee.
Well, you know where I live.
I know where you live, yeah.
And you know how near my Indian neighbours
are. I'm just
are.
Surprised. That's a quite upper class place. I'm surprised the smell of ghee is wafting through.
Yeah, but the ghee is very popular in a lot of households. So why?
Is it pungent, the smell of ghee?
No, it's actually... I love a smell
have
of...
Have you ever eaten it?
What?
Have you ever eaten it?
Well, yeah, it's impossible not to eat ghee. Because it's in
no, but have you actually ever eaten it? Yes, I've never eaten it.
Yes, you have. It's in everything.
No, it's not in everything. No, it is not in everything.
It's in most Indian stuff. It is.
Really?
Yes.
So when I went into... Because I went into an... No, it wasn't an Indian. It was Japanese. Never mind. Jesus, did they have...
No, stop.
Do Japanese restaurants have ghee, no?
No, they don't.
So it's an Indian thing. So you only like Indian ghee?
Jess, you're on opinions. Oh, this should be interesting. Hey, Jess.
How are you?
Now, I said you weren't going to trigger me, but you did trigger me with your get tissues for your issues.
Not a plaster.
Tissues for your
issues. Not a plaster.
Tissues for your issues. So,
None of Siobhan's business.
You think, let me ask you the question.
I'm like, what is going on here today?
You think it's acceptable for my kids to breathe?
Katie, I don't know what is going on here. You spent 5 minutes talking about ghee. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Well, Jeremy was just telling me that he can smell ghee in his estate, and I'm very surprised.
Thought that's a conversation.
I didn't even know what smell ghee smells like.
Is that not a conversation that's close to your heart, Jess? Sorry, what?
Oh, you're a prick.
Sorry, what?
At least she can take a joke. She's not easily triggered. You could get in a lot of trouble over a comment like that.
Okay, can we stop talking about my neighbour's ghee? the point is, no, all joking aside, do you think it's acceptable for my kids to breathe in the smoke of weed?
Well, kids are never going to breathe 100% clean oxygen unless it's coming out of a hospital tank. When they're walking down the road, they're breathing in car fumes and all other sorts of shite.
I know, but when you're in your back garden, when they're playing in the back garden or the front garden.
We're never
going
to have 100% clean air.
If they're already breathing in shite, then is it not better to expose them to less shite then?
Yeah, it is, Katie, but sadly that's not the real world, is it?
But if you had kids, Jess, and they were in the garden, and mommy, there's a smell out there. Are you honestly telling me? I think your attitude would change. I think you'd be like, sorry, my kids shouldn't have to breathe that in. I do. I know, yeah. I think you would turn around and say, that is not okay. Why should my kids have to breathe that in?
Well, then, how bad is it? Get Andrew a few minutes ago being like, oh, the cigarettes don't travel. They do.
Not the same way. They don't. Cigarette smokes wafts.
My neighbours and my uncles and everything, they'd be out smoking and watching us, and I'd be able to smell it. Everything travels.
Cigarette smoke does not.
You're never gonna have 100% clean air. So I don't like when my neighbours have fire pits and they're lighting plastic and wood and all. So
the smell of cigarettes is not as potent as the smell.
It's not the smell.
Cannabis or marijuana or whatever. It's not. It is just not as potent.
I think I won't be surprised if Siobhan's over exaggerating a little bit. Seems a bit like Angela. Really. Oh, you're doing something illegal. I'm going to shut that down. Piss off.
Angela, what do you mean? Oh, here we go. There'll be an argument.
Oh, she's still there, is she?
Oh, she is.
She's still there. Ah, grand. Yeah,
very love. We haven't had one of these for a while.
Yeah, it's hard to say that to your face. Just so you know that.
Yeah, no. I just cannot believe that people are comparing barbecue smoke and cigarette smoke to weed. Have you smelled all three?
You're only against it because it's illegal and all this crap.
No, I'm only against it. It was because it is vile. It is vile and it stinks.
So is cigarettes.
It absolutely stinks.
So
you know what I mean?
Cigarettes and vapes and barbecue.
But not
point.
No.
It smells trouble.
Not like weed. Oh. And yeah, I guess I would have actually put you... I would have actually put you as highly intelligent until this point when you were comparing weed with cigarettes.
You don't know me well enough then. You don't know me well enough.
No, I definitely don't. I definitely.
No,
weed
I just think people.
Stinks.
I just think
okay,
people are,
let me put it this way. If you put in your hand some weed and you put in your hand a cigarette, what are you going to smell?
You're going to smell both of them because they both have a smell.
That's no. A cigarette not lit doesn't smell, does it?
It does. It 100% does, I know, because I smoke.
Yeah, I smoke. And if I put weed in one hand and cigarette, if you put, are you telling me that a John Player cigarette is stronger than the smell of weed in your hand, not
they
lit?
They both have a smell. Yes,
no, that's you can't compare the two.
Yes, they're incomparable. Weed is more much stronger and stays longer.
No, you can't say that, Jess. You're really coming across now as you're coming across as ridiculous.
Hang on a minute. If you're really that bothered, spray some Febreze. Tissue for your issue, move on. Siobhan clearly doesn't have any other problems going on in her life. God forbid. People are allowed to do what they want in their front and back garden.
Yeah, but people's children are also allowed to play in the front back garden without being hit in the face with someone else's drug use problems. That's the fact of it.
Yeah, well, as I said,
chemicals around them.
We're never gonna spread loads of chemicals around the kids.
Sorry, say that again, Angela.
Spray loads of chemicals around the kids. So, is that what they should do?
We're surrounded by chemicals every day.
Well, you turn around and say spray Febreze around them.
We're never going to have 100% clean air unless it's coming out.
Oh God! Yeah, prevention. Prevention is better than cure.
Yes.
The only prevention you want is everything illegal because you're an absolute killjoy. I think you could.
Well, it's nothing to do with it. No. Angela, I would imagine would be like.
I think you could all benefit from the joint. To be honest.
No, it's nothing to do with whether it's legal or not. I don't have a problem with people.
It's nothing to do with that.
I don't.
Nothing to do with that though.
I don't have a problem.
If drugs comes up, you pipe up.
No, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with someone smoking it in their own house. But when it affects my life, when it comes into my bathroom to the air vents,
Did you not? Were they in their house when they were smoking it and it went through your bathroom vent?
I don't know how it got through the vent.
My line is the kids. I don't care after that. Whatever about adults, it's kids. That's not right for kids, particularly young children, to be breathing that in. It's just not right under any circumstances.
Can I just say, right? From listening to you all the years, we know how protective you are over people you love. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully someday you may have kids. You don't tell me you'd sit there and let somebody smoke a joint next to them. Sure, it's out in the air. It doesn't matter.
Obviously not next to them, no. Jesus, how can you take a little bit
overhead?
Yeah, Jess, I really believe that if you have kids and someday, like Angela said, you might, and I think you would be a very loving mother, and I think you'd do anything for your kids.
Jeez,
I think
what's
you'd
this
be
a
that,
love-in?
No, but I think she'd be that kind of mother that she would literally care for her kids, and I think the situation would change.
Oh, I'm telling you now, if she had kids
and
the neighbours,
I know she would.
Jess, you'd be like what's his name, Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
You would.
Here's Johnny.
You'd be out for blood.
You'd be banging down the door with a hacksaw. That's literally what you'd be doing.
Aren't all parents?
Sorry?
I don't know. Aren't all parents like that?
That's my point. Exactly. If somebody was, your kids were breeding in, your little people are still developing, the people you made and it's your job to protect were breeding in that shite, you absolutely 100% would not take somebody else's problems infringing on your kids' health or well-being or even happiness, because if that smell doesn't make kids happy.
Yep. Stay there for a second. A lot of people angry with Jess. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
It's bizarre when we, you think we've covered every single topic that's ever existed, and then this lands on our laps. And by the way, just as a reminder before we go to our next calls, the woman, Siobhan, who brought up this topic today, because we're covering it, she has won herself an Opinions Matter reusable coffee mug. And you can do the same by WhatsApping us a topic that you think we need to be talking about, because every single one of you has something going on in your life or maybe your neighbourhood that we could be covering on Opinions Matter. And this is a classic example of a topic that is happening in housing estates all over the place, and we didn't even know about it. Let me go to Francis. How are you, Francis?
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Good. Now, you're anti-cannabis, are you? So I assume you wouldn't want your neighbours doing it in the garden. Are you there, Francis?
Jeremy?
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Francis. Sorry.
There's not a hope. I hate the smell of it. It is rotten.
Isn't it? I don't know how people can like the smell of it. And despite what people were saying previously on the podcast, it doesn't go up in the air. Sure, it doesn't. It lingers.
No. There's people two doors down from us, and our houses were built very well back in the 40s, you know. But when they're even cooking, we know it's a smell. coming through what they were cooking, and they were, it was all different meals. So I went to, you know, to place where we bought our house, and I told them, and I couldn't sleep this month. So they did come in, and there was a hole and plastered it up. But if they were smoking next door and I was coming in, I would do the same. You know, I wouldn't allow anyone into my house with the smell of smoke on them or smoke inside it.
So what would you do with the neighbour? Would you report them to the management company or to the Gardaí?
Yeah, to the management company, to say that, you know, that if they want to smoke, okay, I know it's their house and they can do what they like, but do it like that they have a fan that's blown it another way, not in the other neighbour's direction.
Yeah, but
direction.
Even this thing of it's my house, what I want. So if I wanted to go in and get a ghetto blaster tonight, put it in my kitchen and blast music at 11 o'clock tonight, is that still okay? Would people still say, well, it's her house, she can, or midnight tonight, or on a work night, let's say weekday night?
Or would Jess,
that wouldn't be okay.
Or would Jess be on saying, tissues for your issues?
What would you do if I was your neighbour and 1 o'clock in the morning and the day you had to be up for work the next day and I was literally blasting Smack My Bitch Up at the top volume?
What a weird song to play.
I'm just thinking of a vile song that, or no, there's a particularly funny song, right? A really vile song that I don't know if anyone's ever heard it. If you haven't, YouTube, but it is hilarious. Show Me Your Genitals. Have you ever heard it? It's a piss take song. It's brilliant. If I was blasting songs like that at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm only using this song because it's so vile. What would you say then? Would you still say, well, it's her business?
No.
Oh, is it for me, is it?
Yeah, yeah. What would you say then?
Nothing to do with me, guess what? If it's really bothering me that much,
sorry, bullshit.
Noise cancelling earphones.
Ah, no, I don't believe that. You might do noise cancelling earphones for the first night or two. If I were to do it regularly and it started infringing on your sleep and on your peace, you 100%.
I grew up listening to Tweedledee and Tweedledum shouting down the radio for 15 odd years. I think I can handle a bit of...
No, it's different when you're choosing to listen to yourself. If I were playing Smack My Bitch Up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to sleep and you have to be in work the next day...
Of course you would be at my door. She's one of the angriest people I know. I
want to play Smack My Bitch Up if Jess is beside Jess's house at 1 o'clock in the morning. That's what I want
to
do.
Go ahead. As long as I get to put on Don't You Buy the Pussycat Dolls next.
Right, yeah, you can play whatever you want. But you're right, Frances, aren't you? When it comes to neighbours, it's about being courteous towards them, isn't it?
Of course it is. And if someone played that Tweedledee Tweedledum after 9 o'clock at night, I'd ring the police.
Yeah, but Tweedledee and Tweedledum, she's referring to Adrian and Jeremy.
She's talking about playing the podcast.
Is that what you were thinking, Jess?
I mean,
yeah, girl, listen to them on the phone show. Everyone's screaming bloody murder. Cars doing donuts outside. I've slept her way worse. By the way, Jeremy, just so you know, you're Tweedledum.
No, I'm Tweedledum.
Well, you must be a great sleeper. You know, people have children to get up for school in the morning and, you know, get sleep themselves and go to work.
I did this as well. This was about 4 years ago. New neighbours moved in behind us. And our bin day is a Thursday. Our bins go in a Thursday. And he used to put his bins out on a Wednesday night at like 11 o'clock when my kids were asleep.
Banging the wheels off the thing.
Yeah. And I don't mind having rows with the neighbours, but my wife is always, would you calm down, Jeremy, calm down. Mm. And there was one night, one of her daughters was only after being born, actually. Freya was just after being born. And we'd put her down to sleep. And the next minute, all you hear is boom, 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 opening the store where the bins go. And I literally opened the window. He got me on a bad day, in fairness. I opened the window and said, will you shut the fuck up with your bins and put them out before 7 o'clock?
That is fair.
And in fairness, I felt very bad after.
Actually, on that note, Jess, if I was your neighbour, so on this same, you know, the same thinking wave of, well, if it's in their house, if I lived beside you and my house was a tip, I had rubbish bags all over the place, bringing rats and mice and everything.
A boxing bag in the garden.
And a long couch, of course.
Yeah.
And the place was in absolute bits. It looked like a kip. Would you say nothing then? Would you still say, oh, it's her house, screw it? Now, if you're paying to live in the house beside me and you're paying your rent or your mortgage or whatever it is, would you still be of the opinion, oh, well, it's her house, she can do what she wants?
Well, yeah, the way I see it is, if you want to treat your place like a kip, go ahead.
So the rats that are coming to my garden are ending up in your garden because they're coming.
Traps and poison.
Like, oh my God, I just wish life was that simplistic.
I'll give you a solution.
for someone who gets triggered by so many things, by the way, thanks, Jess, thank you, Francis, and everybody. For someone who gets triggered by so many things, she's very tolerant of other things, isn't she?
Like, there's no rhyme or reason.
No, there isn't.
Do you know, we have regulars, and we can kind of tell when we're doing a topic which way a certain regular is going to go on
certain
things.
She's the most intolerant person.
I can nearly call all of our regulars. So Dave there, I can tell what he's going to think on something 99.9% of the time. Even Angela, Darren Brilly, all of them, I can tell what they're going to think before they say it because I've gotten to know them over the years.
Yeah.
But Jess, I just never know. And I still, to this day, we're talking to Jess, what, 10 years now? She like, still stuns
like 50,
me.
Feels like 50, to be honest.
Oh, look, I like her honesty and she's definitely got gusto. I've said that before, but I still get shocked by her because literally with Jess, you can never call it. And exactly what you think, just when you have a topic that you think, I know what Jess is going to think on this.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
I know.
My
I know.
God. She's unpredictable.
Anyway, the bottom line is, to Siobhan, is that the advice is, talk to the neighbours, because we didn't even get proper advice. We were too busy arguing about it. Mm. Talk to the neighbours again. Be a bit more firm with them. Tell them that your kids do not want to be inhaling weed smoke, secondhand weed smoke. And then if that doesn't happen, then you do call the guards. There's nothing wrong with falling out with neighbours, by the way. Sure, just, like,
well, you'd rather not.
Why are people always afraid about falling out with neighbours?
You don't want to fall out with your neighbours.
No, in an ideal world, you don't.
I'd say all your neighbours hate you, do they?
Oh, they probably do, yeah.
Like, you didn't you complain about someone for having neck curtains? Now, is that true or is that
yeah, that's
folks
true.
Tale?
I complained about someone.
No, I don't believe this.
Oh, believe. I complained about someone. Now, this is before I had kids. One of the neighbor's kids was doing hopscotch chalk marks all over.
That's not a that's not a tale.
No,
Adrian told me that before. That's true.
That's true. Everything I do is true.
Why did you. No, hang on. We need 2 minutes on
no,
this.
No, we don't. We don't
why
have 2 minutes.
Why did you report that?
Tune in to the next edition of
No, seriously,
Matter.
I want to know why you report kids for doing hopscotch.
Yeah,
didn't you also report kids for kicking ball against the wall?
Yeah.
And for your neighbours for having neck curtains. Why was your what was your reason for the neck curtains report?
They were bringing the area down. Okay, thank you for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts and you'll hear more of my tales of being an absolute prick of a neighbour.
Wow.
Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.